You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
People started going to concerts again this year, so Polestar has released their end-of-the-year data showing the top-grossing North American tours. It would be from like mid-November of last year to mid-November of this year. And the thing that jumped out at me, not just the number one act, which is made up of seasoned citizens, but so many bands in the top 10 are, let's just say, of the mature variety. Now, you do have sprinkled in there, like the Jonas Brothers and Harry Styles. However, number one on the list for the year, the Rolling Stones, who brought in $115 million, Jeremy.
Yeah.
You know, Mick Jagger is 78. And tomorrow, Keith Richards turns 78.
Still rocking, though, huh?
He's that dude. Also on the list, the Eagles. Those guys are in their late 60s, 70s now. Dead and Company is on the list. That's former Grateful Dead members. They're in their 70s. Guns N' Roses is on the list. I mean, what is going on?
A lot of classics, right? It's the classics.
Are only old people going to concerts?
Well, it could be the whole see them before they're gone type thing, you know? One more time.
I guess.
Maybe.
That's depressing.
Well.
Wouldn't it be funny if like, the Rolling Stones to have some fun? Because they're going to tour again. If they're bringing in $115 million as the number one touring act, they'll tour again even at age 80. They ought to call their next tour, See Us Before We Die.
Absolutely.
I mean,
that's
why
great
not
marketing.
Just name
yeah.
the tour?
Call it what it is. Sadly.
What else is trending?
I will tell you that today is National Ugly Sweater Day and National Maple Syrup Day today. If you want to sell those, celebrate those separately or together. I don't know. I'm sure you can combine it. I saw a great thing last night. I'm sure a bunch of you folks are doing the ugly sweater thing at work. There was a guy that just took a plain green sweatshirt and put it on, and then he taped a mirror to the front of it.
A mirror?
A mirror for his ugly sweater. So the joke is you're walking around the office and people are looking at your sweater, they see themselves. Ha ha, he's basically calling you ugly.
I have got to give him the ding.
Isn't that fantastic? I was
it's
like,
really
is,
a good
damn
idea.
Damn it, that's brilliant. Brilliant.
You should have thought of that.
Speaking of the old fogies, Dom, Betty White wants you to join her in celebrating her 100th birthday on January 17th. It's for one day only. They're going to be doing the Betty White 100 Years Young, a birthday celebration. And it's a thing where they put it into 900 movie theaters across the country. It's going to show you know, a bunch of funny moments from her life and career and all the sitcoms she was in and the movies. And a bunch of celebrity guests will be on the screen as well, like Ryan Reynolds, Tina Fey, Clint Eastwood, Carol Burnett. They're going to drag her in there. Tickets are on sale, fathomevents.com. And there is a funny thing at the end of the story talking about her age and putting it in perspective. And Betty White is older than Doritos Chips, Frosted Flakes, the states of Alaska and Hawaii. She's older than the Air Force, McDonald's, and television. That's how old Betty White is. Bless her little heart. So I'm really got my fingers crossed. I hope she does make it to January 17th because that's pretty darn cool. Hey,
she's too cantankerous to not make it.
I know. More old guys in music. Did you see the story about Bruce Springsteen, the boss? Selling his music rights, his entire music catalog to Sony Music Entertainment for
a
cool
days,
$500 million.
He got half a billion for his
half
rights?
Half a billion. He's actually been, he signed with Columbia Records back in 72. He said he came to the right place. He's been with them for many, many years, and now they've purchased the entire catalog and $500 million.
Wow.
So he's going to be doing just fine. This is kind of a goofy story. 1,000 dog owners were surveyed about their pet's favorite holiday song. And coming in at number one with 10% of the vote was Last Christmas by Wham. I think we kind of all know
that song, like
that if you hear it. followed by Jingle Bells and then that goofy Mariah Carey song. And then the list goes on and on and on. Who are you weirdos?
So I mean, it's not the dogs barking Jingle Bells?
No, it's not. The owner said that their dogs preferred more upbeat songs rather than instrumental, slower Christmas songs. So But although the last Christmas is slightly slower.
That's like mid-tempo.
It's mid-tempo, I guess. Yeah. From dogs now to cats. Here's a weird new holiday trend for pet owners. It's going around Tiki-Toki right now. People are posting videos where they basically pick up their Christmas tree and chase their cat around the house with it. Now, here's the idea. It's to make your cat afraid of your tree so it won't climb up in there and rip the ornaments down or knock it over. Some people are claiming it works, but a lot of cat experts, again, who are you people, they're saying this is not a good idea because you're basically straight up traumatizing your cat. Mm-hmm. And Dom, you have a cat. When they get traumatized or mad or irritated, they start acting out a little bit, don't they?
They start peeing in sinks, Jeremy.
They pee in sinks.
What you want to do is calm your cat, not stress
right.
them, because they will pee and poop in any
everywhere.
Place they want.
So what's the trade-off here? A few ornaments on the ground or a sink full of cat urine? Come on now. Here's your Fat America. DoorDash just released some urine data on what Americans have ordered throughout 2021, and they included a big old list of late-night items when you're sitting at home all high and horny and you're hungry. You are ordering up chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream. That is the number one thing that people are ordering late at night. You got a hankering. There was lemon lime soda on the list, mac and cheese bites, sour cream and onion potato chips, gummy worms were on the list, pickle bites, frosted mini donuts. Like I said, you're sitting at home high and you got a hankering. So there's your year-end junk food list from DoorDash. All right, let's do clickbait, Dom.
Clickbait.
Find it on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Kind of a fun little video to go check out. It's a woman in the UK. She just set a new world record for the largest collection of Christmas ornaments. Started collecting them in 1999, and she's got almost 1,800 different ornaments, Dom. And they're hanging all over her ceiling. It's really kind of cool.
Okay.
But they're bumbles, right? Is that what they call them? Bumbles? Isn't that what they call them in
Rudolph?
I thought
that was the creature in... I thought that was the big Yeti creature.
Right.
The bumble.
Isn't bumble a slang for an ornament? Anyway, whatever. Google it.
Might be slang for something we shouldn't be saying on the radio.
Give me some Christmas bumble. Check out the video. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.